Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Vidge is here. Sean is a new friend. Sean is he's an accomplished business leader. He's been spent a few decades consulting and working in corporate America. He is the author of a new book called Moral Fiber, Awakening Corporate Consciousness, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Sean Vidge, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, moral fiber. Now, I think most of us hear that term, those two words. I think most of us think we know what that means, but what do you say it means?
Well, I coin it as knowing and acting on our values.
Say it again.
Knowing and acting on our values.
Values is a subjective term.
It can be, but I do believe the way I've taken the approach to it is that we have a set of common core values in the human chain. There's been lots of studies around it, and in the book I've interviewed tons of people from different capacities, from academia to professionals, to all the way from the head of Starbucks HR to the janitor on the ground floor at a manufacturing plant.
Right.
And, you know, identified five key core values that resonate. Obviously, there are many values, to your point, but the common core values, there was five that was able to identify and draw.
All right. Give us the first one.
Well, the first one is really empathy, right? I mean, and there's no set order on this, right? So just to be clear, there's not any priority over one over the other. These are the five that that kind of stick out. So when we think of empathy, it's the ability to understand and share the feelings of another.
Mm-hmm.
Not having this really does send signals in an organization or a business culture that you don't care about the other well-being.
So being empathetic, that's a big deal. And I think most of us have the capacity to be empathetic. But here's the question, because part of your book, the subtitle of your book is Awakening Corporate Consciousness. One of the things that the founders of America always worried about was corporations. They didn't think they could be good corporate citizens. So do corporations have empathy?
Well, the good ones do. The ones that understand that, you know, that the community is not just another stakeholder in the business, but
mm-hmm.
the very fact and the very purpose of its existence, those companies do. And we're starting to see a shift in that. We're starting to see some of those companies. Obviously, there are many companies that go in a different cutthroat capitalistic approach. Then there's others that take a more compassionate, empathetic
right.
approach.
Right.
And we're starting to see that.
Right. Not a lot of empathy in a big part of Wells Fargo, was there? a year or so ago.
No.
I wouldn't call that a lot of empathy. And see, that, Sean, that gets into what I talk about, what I've been working on with the digital ethical behavior, the digital moral fiber, because they were able to use technology to leverage, and I'm talking about the fictitious accounts that they created to get bonuses. They made accounts for people who didn't want the accounts at Wells Fargo, and they were able to use technology, push a few buttons, and make that happen. And of course, the company didn't do that. The people did it, but it comes back to what you were saying. My question is, how does the leadership of a company instill that kind of behavior, as opposed to the kind that prevents that from happening?
Yeah, that's a good point. So that's great that you're doing that. I mean, technology can be an enabler, and it seems like from what you're sharing and what in the book. It's been an enabler to act on deceptive behavior. You know, that's obviously not a good thing. To answer your question on how companies can change, I would say companies aren't, it's people in companies.
Right.
What I'm focusing is at the individual level.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And so there's behaviors, which I go into, is after talking to a bunch of psychologists, I've categorized four behaviors in companies today that plague a company or plague people or a toxic environment. I've categorized them in what I call the four diseases.
Four diseases. All right, what are they?
Deception is the act of deceiving, making someone believe something is not true. Detraction is another one. And obviously the act of disparaging, belittling the reputation.
Detraction, did you say? Deception?
Detraction. Yeah, deception, detraction, discrimination. That's the practice of unfairly treating a person or a group of people. And then doubt. Doubt is huge in corporations. The feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. These four D's that exist in companies today, and they all stem from, and there's different degrees of it. One, for example, one company, you mentioned a company, the big W, comes to me as deception, right? That just comes out loud and clear. Deceiving their own employees, deceiving people around them, you know. So that's a big one. And so these four D's come from, you know, from what I would call anger, greed, and ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And these are what the toxic cocktail, if you will, at the individual level.
You
mentioned something, greed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Greed is good to some extent, but excessive.
Fear and greed are both good things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not when they breach equilibrium. Let me ask you this question. Isn't moral fiber being devoted to the unenforceable? Isn't that what the true definition of moral fiber? I mean, if you have a CEO of a company that has obviously lots of levers that he or she can pull to make something happen and nobody would ever know that they did something, isn't the key to be devoted to the unenforceable, to do the right thing even though you don't have to?
Yes, it's that is right. And you know, it's knowing and acting on your values, and we always and the values that, when I mean values, I mean, you know, the five core values I talk about: the empathy, compassion, honesty, loyalty, and respect. And there's obviously derivatives to that. You know, I'm not talking about the negative values, right?
Right. Hey, Sean, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and be right back with Sean Vidge. V-I-J is his last name. Moral Fiber is the name of his new book, available wherever books are sold. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.